Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. What piece of scripture have you been looking at in the last couple of weeks that's really been speaking to you, or what has God been sharing on your heart the last couple of weeks?
The scripture that I really focus on, and I tell my group time and time again, and every time I speak, I would like to leave this out. The one about being forgiven and why you have not been forgiven and why you don't get what you've been asking for in life, it would be because you have not met the qualification. You have not done what you need to do in order to get what you need. And I would give them the scripture of 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it says, like, if my people who are called by my name. Now, the first thing you got to do is ask the question, am I one of his people who are called by my name? Would, number one, humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. Got to do something. That's work. If they go out to get a job, they're going to have to meet the qualifications. So then, if you want something from God, you got to meet the qualifications. Number two would be Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, where it says, my son, forget not my teachings. Wrap them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. And then the qualification would be, in order for me to receive what I want from God, it says, trust in the Lord with all, A-L-L, all. Now, see, that's where we get out sometimes. I want to trust him with a little bit, just a little bit of my heart, not all. But it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways. That's where the problem comes. I don't want to leave this friend. I don't want to leave that associate. I want to go out tonight. I want to go out. I'm just going to hang out with my friend. It just won't work. Got to give it all up.
Powerful word.
Amen.
You got to invite the whole person into the relationship, the Savior and Lord. If Johnny comes to my house, I can't say, come in, John, stay out, Hunter. That's not going to work.
That's right.
It's an all or nothing package.
Mm-hmm. All or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. George, you thought?
Well, I would like to tie in with that a little bit, and it might have been Mother Yates that said this, or Ernie Larson to me, during one of their talks, that if Jesus is going to be Savior of my life, he's got to be Lord over all areas of my life.
Exactly.
And I always want to hold on to a few things, and I love that all. Gosh, that's good stuff.
That's all.
And we have to understand God has full access to all of our internal thoughts. So if you are thinking that there's some of these thoughts you have that God doesn't know about, that's just not true. He knows everything, sees everything, knows everything about you, and still loves you right down to your toes.
Yes.
Amen.
And to the top of your head. And it's not until you say, yes, I have need. I want to admit to the need I have. And sometimes you got to pray for that. Help me want to do this.
Yes.
That is so true. I used to start my class out like this. Because, you know, sometimes when you get a group of men, they don't like to open up. And I used to start it out. I used to say, with a man, the perfect man, would you please stand up? Somebody that ain't did nothing. And nobody in the classroom could get up, including myself.
Not a one.
None of us are perfect. Amen. Am I right about it, George?
No, you never saw me get up, Brett.
Yeah, so I think that gives us a good starting point for healing and forgiveness to let our people that God puts in front of us to witness to of his goodness, that I wasn't perfect and I'm still not perfect, but he forgave me and he loves me and he'll love you too. And that's why I think everything starts with love, the love of Jesus Christ, and that's why he mentions it so much in the Word of God. That we must love each other, even in our downfalls. One thing at the Recovery Church, when we first started, we used to say, no matter how they come in, you have to love them. We were getting folks from Chicago straight off the bus, and literally just, you know, hugging them and holding them and then trying to give them resources for they could get a better situation and learn more about Jesus Christ. So the love of Christ will give us the hope we need in this life on earth.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.